Hello and welcome back to the 6 a.m. clap where we start our day inspired. Typically, I bring you a quote every Saturday and we unpack it here on the podcast. But today, I have something slightly different. A mantra. Why a mantra? Well, the true story is I was having coffee with a couple of friends and we were talking about affirmations and mantras and how they use it to overcome limiting beliefs. I have talked a lot about limiting beliefs. You know, if you have heard me talk about this topic, that I personally believe that coming up with an affirmation that we know is true can be a great strategy to overcome limiting beliefs. I'm not going to talk about limiting beliefs today, but I want to talk about this mantra that a friend shared with me, and I've been thinking about it, and I want to unpack it here with you. And the mantra says, I am already all that I will ever need to be. Let me repeat it one more time. I am already all that I will ever need to be. Basically, this mantra is telling us you are enough. While seeking, grow, and evolve is valuable, and I'm the first one to preach that and to live that in my own life, aiming to be perfect is simply not achievable. If you find yourself worrying that you're not good enough or that your efforts are gonna fail short in some way, I think maybe it's time for you to take a deep breath and remember that although you might be imperfect, you're perfectly imperfect just the way you are. This is what this mantra is all about. In a world that often pushes and strives for perfection, sometimes it's easy to forget the beauty and the strength of simply being ourselves. But today, I'm here to remind you that you're already everything that you need to be. See, the words, I am enough, three simple words, yet they hold this immense power. They serve as a gentle reminder that we don't need to be perfect to be worthy of love, of success, of happiness, of joy, of anything. While it's natural that we want to grow and evolve and we constantly striving for perfection can be draining. I had been trapped in that trap before, right? Wanting to be perfect, striving to be perfect until I realized that perfection doesn't exist. You're chasing a moving target. You're never going to get there because it just doesn't exist. And sometimes embracing our imperfections and recognizing the beauty in our flaws is magical because they're also part of who we are. Not only our strengths and the positive things, but also our imperfections are what makes us unique. Have you ever found yourself worrying that you're not good enough, that your efforts will fall short? It's common fear. But it's important to remember that perfection is unattainable. It's an unattainable standard. I think it's Ed Milet who says that perfection is the worst standard you can set for yourself. And I can't agree more because it's an unrealistic, unattainable standard that only leaves you frustrated, disappointed with the world, with life, and with yourself. I think instead, we need to start to celebrate more our perfectly imperfect selves, embracing all parts of ourselves. Because again, it's what makes us unique. You know, sometimes when I get stuck in these cycles, I just take a deep breath and I just tell myself that perfection doesn't exist. Sometimes you just need to take a breath and let go of the need of be flawless. Embracing your mistakes, your vulnerabilities, the things that make you unique. They are what make you uniquely you. And they are what make you enough. So how can we cultivate a mindset of I am enough in our daily lives? I think it starts with self-compassion and self-love. Treating yourself with kindness and acceptance and just as you would to a friend. I was just talking about this last week here on the 6 a.m. Club because I've been reading this book and doing this workbook on self-love, and it has been so eye-opening. So eye-opening. A lot of times we talk about self-compassion and self-love from a standpoint of external things, but it's a very internal exercise. It's about treating yourself with kindness and compassion and acceptance. When was the last time that you treated yourself in that way, in the same way, with the same kindness, with the same acceptance, with the same compassion that you would to your best friend? Another thing that I think it's super helpful in this journey of feeling that we are enough is to practice gratitude. Gratitude for all that you are and all that you have. Focus on your strengths and your accomplishments, no matter how small they might seem. And remember that you are worthy. You're worthy of love and belonging just the way that you are. You know, someone was telling me, talking about mantras and overcoming limiting beliefs. One limiting belief that I had at one point in my life, and sometimes creeps up, I have to admit, is the fear of not being accepted or not belonging. I would tell myself, I don't belong here, or I'm not accepted here. And instead, I switch that belief with, I haven't found my place yet. Very different, right? It's a change, subtle change in perspective. But if you feel that you don't belong just like you are anywhere, it's not you. It's just that you haven't found your place yet. And yet is an important word in that sentence. Okay, as a wrap up for today's episode, I want to leave you with this. You are already all that you will ever need to be. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and know that you're truly enough. Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of the 6 a.m. Club. Remember to start your day with positivity, with self-love, and you'll be unstoppable. Until next time, take care and keep shining bright. I'll talk to you next week here on the 6 a.m. Club.